Chapter 40. Today's learning is sponsored in memory of Chaya Rachel Bas David Tzvi. Food guaranteed for life. We've learned that Hashem will sustain the Baal B'Tachon until his last day. That's a very hefty promise. The truth is, though, that in the very first bracha of Berachas HaMazon, we state our belief in this promise. We say that Hashem gives food to all flesh, for his kindness endures forever. We then say, "Uvtuvo hagadol tamilocha sarlanu va'al yachzar lanu mazon olam ve'ed." And through his great goodness, we have never lacked, and may we never lack nourishment for all eternity. These words we recognize. Not only did you give me food today, you will forever give me food. You have a big table set for everyone. As the next line says, "Umechim mazon mechol b'yosa," and he prepares food for all his creatures. When we stop and consider our words, it's clear we are making a statement of the Tachon in our Berachos HaMazon. A beautiful story illustrates this. A man named Shimon seemed to be a simple Jew. During Sukkot one year, when people were able to hear one another in their Sukkah, his two neighbors noticed that Shimon says Berachos HaMazon very, very slowly. It seemed unusual for a simple man. They decided to ask him about it. He explained that when he was a child of 11 in pre-war Europe, Rav Meir Shapiro tested him and his class, and he was pleased with the result. He told him that as a reward, he would share a secret. He opened the Sefer HaChinuch and read to them that Hashem promises us that if we say Berachos HaMazon with understanding, word by word, we will have plenty of food to eat, and we will be protected all our lives. Young Shimon took the rabbi's words to heart and started saying his Berachos HaMazon this way, even missing some of his recess at times, because he was benching so slowly and with concentration. A little later, World War II broke out, and young Shimon was amongst the Jews, rounded up, and placed in line for selection. The man behind him in line advised him to tell the Nazis he was a cook, and that the man behind him was his assistant. He did just that, and they were both placed on kitchen duty. He saw that the promise of the slow Berachos HaMazon was coming true. He had continued to say it slowly, and he worked in the kitchen, surrounded by food. Shimon was so well fed that one day a German told him that the Jews should not have so much flesh on their bones, and took him outside. The Nazi told him that only if he was able to dig a trench 6 feet deep by 6 feet wide could he return to the kitchen. The guard handed him a small shovel and left. It seemed an impossible task. The ground was frozen. He'd never be able to dig such a large hole with a tiny shovel. Just then, a truck full of Nazi soldiers drove by and started taunting him and pelting him with vegetables. He looked to Shemayim and thanked Hashem, because even here, outside in the cold, the promise was working. He was still getting food. Not long after that, a truck of Polish workers passed by. They saw the vegetables and assumed Shimon was in charge of them. They asked him if they could have some. Thinking fast, he told them they could, but only if they helped dig the hole. The four soldiers jumped off the truck and helped dig the hole so they could get some of the food. Again, Shimon saw the promise come true. When he returned to the kitchen, the German officer who had sent him outside went to check Shimon's work. The Nazi couldn't believe what he saw. He said to Shimon, "I know now that your God watches over you." Even the Nazi in the concentration camp was able to see this. Shimon told his neighbor that he worked in the kitchen until the end of the war, and that he continued to say Berachos HaMazon slowly to that very day. He kept his promise, and so did Hashem. It is well known that when people went to Rav Shach or Yeshua, he told them to say Berachos HaMazon from a sitter. It's not magic. Berachos HaMazon is B'tachon. The words we read testify that Hashem will feed us always. We say, Hashem gave me, and he will always give me. This is the Baal B'Tachon's guarantee from Hashem. I think we see from the story how very, very special it is to be able to stop and to focus. And sometimes Berachos HaMazon, to bench properly, is not always the easiest thing, because we're in the middle of doing something and we have to go somewhere, or it's hard to focus for so long. But if we realize that we're testifying to Hashem's awesomeness and involvement in our lives, then it becomes that much easier to say the words slowly. I know somebody who one time was trying to bench this way, and a friend of his made a little remark. He was like, "Oh, here comes Mr. Benching." And instead of being insulted, he was proud of himself because they recognize that I'm careful with this, that I take time and pay attention to this. It was one of the best compliments he ever received, Mr. Benching. Let us all strive to get to that level as well.